My lesson today is called by God, called by God. I'm not going to do a PowerPoint. I want us to dig into the Bible. I want us to turn some pages and just read some scripture together today. This is a very important lesson. And so God draws mankind today through Jesus so that they can be saved. That's what John 6:44 and 45 tell us. Now, many will quote John 6:44, which says, "No one can come unto me unless the Father draws him, and I will raise him up." And so some look at that to mean there's some special drawing that God, through His Spirit, draws individuals that He wants to save to Himself. That is not what John 6:44 teaches, because all you got to do is drop down and look at verse 45. And verse 45 says, "It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me." So how is it that God draws people to Jesus that they might be saved? Through teaching. Through teaching. "They shall all be taught of God." That's the answer. And so, this is the reason for the Great Commission, to go and preach the gospel to all creation. God uses men and women preaching the gospel to draw people to Jesus in order that they might be saved. I want us to look for just a moment at Jude 1. Jude 1, 1. There are a lot of scriptures on called. If you look up the word called, there are dozens of scriptures that deal with this. Jude 1:1 says, "Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God, preserved in Jesus Christ." And so, what does it mean to live the called life? We're looking at what the Bible says. Well, what does the Bible say about a called life? Well, there are three things I want us to focus on this morning. Number one, we are called to be saved. We are called to be saved. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. Paul says, "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to those who are called by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." So God calls men through the gospel. Jesus says, "You must be born again." John 3, verse 3, and John 3, and verse 5. The most important call from God is to believe the gospel and be saved. There's no greater call from God than this call. It's a universal call. It's a whosoever will call. Some believe that God only calls the elect, and the elect never get called. Well, God calls and we answer. And you're not saved because of how good you answer God's call. You answer the call because God is good. Not you, not me. God is good. And in reaction to that theology, some have gone way too far the other way and say, it's all up to us. It's all up to us. It's all up to what we do. We claim we save ourselves. You're not saved because you're not saved because God answered your call. You're saved because you answered God's call. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. Verse 9. It says, "God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." And then in verses 23 and 24, Paul says, "But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, to the Greeks foolishness, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." And verse 25, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." And so, God calls men into a relationship with Him through the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God is calling all men and all women into a relationship with Himself through Christ. This is the most important call that goes out. It's a call that if you haven't answered, you need to answer, because you have a call from God. But secondly, I want to point out that we're also called to change. We're called to change. God calls us to be something before He ever calls us to do something. That's because you can't succeed in what you do if you fail in who you are. You see, you are called to live in such a way that it makes Jesus look really good, that it makes God look really good. You see, we're called to be conformed to the image of Jesus. In Romans chapter 8, my favorite scripture in Romans chapter 8 is verses 28 to 30. And Paul says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, He also called, and whom He called, He also justified, and whom He justified, these He also glorified." And so we see here that God's plan is for all of us to be conformed, fashioned, made into the image and likeness of the Son of God Himself. We are to be like Jesus. Our lives are to be radiant, and they are to stick out in the world. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, in verse 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, Paul says, "To the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours." And so God calls us to change. God calls us to be like Jesus. He calls us to represent Him in the world really well. He wants us to live godly lives. We are called saints. That's hagios. That's holy ones. That's who we are. And God has called you to change. He has called you to be a saint. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God, to Sothenes, our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. And so God wants us to live godly. He wants us to represent Him well in the world. And in Ephesians chapter 4, look at verse 1. In Ephesians 4, verse 1, Paul says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you," notice, "that you walk worthy of the calling with which you were called." And so we are called to walk according to the calling that we have in Jesus Christ. If you are not living up to your new name, if you're not representing Jesus really well in the world, then you have a call that's waiting for you. God is calling you to change. So God is calling us to be saved. And secondly, God is calling us to change. But then third today, God is calling us to serve. He's calling us to serve. In Mark chapter 3, Mark 3, verses 13 and 14, verses we looked at in our Bible lesson this morning. Mark 3, 13 and 14. And he went up on a mountain and he called to him those he himself wanted. And they came to him. Then he appointed 12 that they might be with him, that he might send them out to preach and to have power to heal sickness and cast out demons. And so Jesus, he called the 12, he appointed them to go and preach and teach. They were called to go into the world and make a difference. That's what they were called to do. In Acts chapter 13, Acts chapter 13, in verse 2, Acts 13, 2. This is the beginning of mission work. So we'll start at verse 1. We'll read verse 1 and verse 2. Well, we'll read verse 3. Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who is called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and with Saul, and they ministered to the Lord and fasted. And the Holy Spirit said, Separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then, having fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them and they sent them out. So here's the beginning of mission work. And so it began up in the church at Antioch. And so Paul and Silas and Barnabas, rather, were called to go and preach the gospel to other people. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. I believe that God has given every single believer at least one gift. Now, it could be that you have more than one gift, but every single believer has been given a gift. You can look at 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, Ephesians 4, 1 Peter chapter 4. All those passages deal with gifts. These are gifts that Jesus has given to his people so that they can go out in the world and serve, so they can go out in the world and do the work that God has called them to do. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 11, therefore, we also pray always for all that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. And then in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. Galatians 5, verse 13. In verse 13, Paul says, for you, brethren, having been called to liberty, only do not use your liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. So service is the highest calling in the kingdom of God. Now, I don't know if you know that or not, but it's the highest calling. There's no greater calling than the call to serve King Jesus. That is the greatest call in the kingdom of God. And if you're serving because, you know, you're being pressured to serve because people are pushing you to serve, I can tell you this, you're not enjoying it. You're not enjoying it because we don't enjoy being pressured. We don't enjoy when people are trying to push us to do something we don't want to do. But when we want to do it, then we thrive. That's when we really thrive, when we want to do it. Not when people are forcing us and pushing us. No, we're a lot more productive when we decide that, hey, serving King Jesus is the greatest thing we can do in this world, and I intend on doing that. I will serve King Jesus. And so if you're not serving, if you're not serving in some capacity, if you're not making a difference in the world that you live, you have a call that you need to answer. God is calling you to serve. And so today we see that we have this call from God. Number one, there's a call to be saved. Number two, there's a call to change. God wants us to be holy and godly in this present world, representing Him well. And third, God calls us to service. And so this morning, have you answered God's call on your life? Have you answered the call to be saved? Have you answered the call to change? And have you answered the call to serve? And if not, then you have a call from God. The question is, will you answer the call? And so this morning, we're going to sing a song, and it's up to you to answer the call. If you need salvation, come. If you need help in changing, come. If you need help in figuring out where you can serve and how you can best serve, come. Whatever your need is, we encourage you to make it known as we stand and sing.